Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, so what do you reckon you can do at the speed of sound?
I still think it's talk, because the sound coming out of my mouth is travelling at the speed of sound.
Well, it's not, because it's going into that microphone, going into an FM transmitter, going out, coming back into me on another feed in my headphones.
No, if I just talk to you.
I'm not talking to you.
This is happening at the speed of sound, because you can hear it.
Speed of light, is it? Because I can see it coming out of your mouth. No, a lot of people are guessing things like sneeze, which, in fairness, when I started reading this, I thought it would be that. No, because apparently there's something...
Is it blink?
No, you can do something faster than that. Is a strong cough. Travels.
What?
It forces air out of your airways at speeds of up to 620 miles an hour, which is almost the speed of sound. So your sneeze isn't going as fast as a strong cough. Give us a strong cough there, Dermot. Wow. Did you hear that, guys?
I think we went back in time,
really,
though.
Broke
so fast.
The sound barrier. Interestingly as well, did you know your heart isn't on the left side of your body?
No, it's right in the middle.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like,
have you ever seen them aiming at targets in an American TV show where they're shooting at the shooting range? They're aiming for the middle of the chest, not to the left.
Yeah, but like, I'm sure, you know, if you went slightly to the left, you'd probably cause enough damage. You know what I mean? Like those what is it? The T, like, so it's across the head and then straight down the middle.
Am I right in thinking that because the chest plate is over it, that we feel it on the left because there's less stuff between?
It's tilted. No, it's tilted. So it's directly between your left and right lungs, but it's tilted very slightly to the left. So it feels like it's throbbing to the left. But if you do put your hand on your chest, you do tend to put it on your left side and go, oh, Eos the Creus. Oh, Machri, a glor Machri, a storm, whatever that is. Yeah. Do you know, celebrities had jobs before they were celebrities. Like, Star Wars is obviously coming back. Alison Curtis, in fact, if you listen this weekend on Saturday, you can figure out how to get to The Last Jedi, a screening of her of that from her show. But Harrison Ford, famously Han Solo, used to be a carpenter before he was an actor, and he built the studio of a guy called Sergio Mendes, who's a Brazilian musician, but was actually working as a carpenter in the movie studio lot when the auditions were on for Star Wars, and he went in.
Yeah, somebody suggested to him that he should go
in and have an audition and see what you could do. And yeah, there he was. He got the job. Nicole Kidman was a massage therapist. At 17, she studied massage so she could help her mother with physical therapy. And Angelina Jolie, Dermot, was a funeral director. And she pursued that because her granddad's funeral was really disappointing to her. She went, I can do a better job than this. And that's why she became that before she was an actress.
Didn't she famously have a vial of Billy Bob Thornton's blood around her neck for
and
a
vice
while?
Vice versa, yeah.
She's okay with the whole blood and guts thing.
Yeah. We all know that Channing Tatum used to be a stripper, Magic Mike, etc., etc. He actually really was a stripper before he was an actor. But Patrick Dempsey, Dr. McDreamy, did you know that he is a champion juggler? Like,
champion
juggler. He went on tour as a juggler. Like, come on. Tom Cruise was nearly a priest, by the way, but he got expelled from a Franciscan seminary for stealing booze. So, and Johnny,
it's not just minutes, people.
Johnny Depp used to sell ballpoint pens, and then Nicolas Cage told him that he should be an actor, and he went, okay. And now he's obviously an actor.
He could have been Edward Birohands.
Maria, one of your favourites, Jared Butler, used to be a lawyer. Has his law degree from Glasgow University.
So I put it to you, Your Honour. Ooh, I'm so dreamy. I'm guilty of loving you.
Ooh. Dermot's just right. The next P.S. I love you there. Yeah. Right here is
P.S.
Gavin
I
Jones.
Sentence you to 10 years in love.
Hearts on fire. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Hard labour, and I mean really hard labour.